apologies, I haven't shared this statement prior, so I will try to speak as slowly as I can. Let me first start by thanking the Vice President for bringing us here together again. 2 years ago, when the Geneva community met in this format, it was online, so it's good to be here again in this room. And thank you to the panelists for their valuable insights. I think there's very little to add to what has been said, except for maybe one thing that I would like to raise here, and that is some thoughts on UN Security Council Resolution 2417 on conflict and hunger, which was adopted 5 years ago, and which we believe is even more important today than maybe 5 years ago, for at least three reasons. Firstly, because it makes clear that the link between conflict and hunger, as was already mentioned, is a matter of international security that concerns us all. It is an issue that humanitarian organizations cannot resolve on their own, and we must all remain committed to breaking the vicious cycle between conflict and hunger. Secondly, because 2417 reiterates that the ban on the use of starvation of civilians under IHL, including in non-international armed conflict, it reminds us that some conduct is too terrible to accept, even in times of war. It is of crucial importance that we collectively uphold this norm. And thirdly, because the resolutions helps with anticipating and rapidly addressing situations of acute food insecurity. It was just mentioned how important anticipation is. In fact, it commits the members of the Security Council to pay their full attention to reports of the UN Security, UN Secretary General. So we think Resolution 2417 was a landmark resolution, yet we also believe that we can do more in implementing it. Resolution 2417 actually calls on the Secretary General to report to the Security Council in instances where conflict leads to severe food insecurity, and we welcome the reporting done in the past, and we call on more frequent reporting of the kind in the future. In addition to paying, in addition to the attention paid to this issue in the Security Council, we think we should also reflect on what can be done in Geneva as well. Importantly, we need to ensure that grave hunger-related violations of IHL are investigated and that, where appropriate, perpetrators are held to account. And the Human Rights Council in this city could further strengthen and support investigation on this issue. So in conclusion, 5 years after the adoption of Resolution 2417, it's now more important than ever that its full potential is brought to bear against the tide of ever-increasing humanitarian needs. We need to act, and we need to do it together. As the Netherlands, we have played our part, and we will continue to do so, and we look forward to strengthening global cooperation on this to end the link between conflict and hunger. Thank you. Thank you.